The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome to another action-packed hour of the most delicious hour on radio. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330, The Jolt. Now, listen up. We've got a great show in store for you, especially if you are like me, if you are a barbecue enthusiast, because we are counting down the days to this grand event happening up in Sparks, Nevada over Labor Day weekend. It is going to have 500,000 people there, over 200,000 pounds of ribs. And when I think about all of my celebrity co-host options that I have when it comes time talking about ribs and talking about Q, there's only one man in this community who can fill that slot. And to give you a little bit of a tease, take a listen, folks.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
And ladies and gentlemen, Chef Alan Zeman is with us.
Right on, buddy. How you doing? Before I say anything, I got to pause, okay? And now here I am.
Because you know a thing or two about ribs.
Yeah, that's a classic clip, man. That, you know, to me, that puts me in to the Radio Hall of Fame.
I would think so. You know, it's been a long time, Z-Man, Fuego Daddy, since you've been on this show, and I love spending time with you because we get a chance to, you know, to play around a little bit and find out what you've been up to, and you travel the greater Western United States, sometimes with a golf club, sometimes with an industrial cooking machine. But anyway, give our listeners a sense of what's been keeping you busy these days.
Well, I tell you what, I've been busy. I may not have a restaurant anymore, but you know, I'm definitely not spending enough time with the golf club. You know,
and
I just pulled it up here, Matt. Do you know there's 19 days, 17 hours, and 51 minutes until the Nugget Rib Cookoff begins?
Oh man!
Now this I looked at your bio. I was looking through the judges' here bios. You know, we got a guy named Spud this year, man. Spud Hilton. When we get Steven on, we got to make sure there's no relation to Paris Hilton, okay? Or no, I'm sorry, Perez Hilton.
Perez, yes.
Otherwise, we're going to have some big problems. Paris Hilton would be okay by me. I don't know.
Well, I have my work cut out for me because, as our listeners know, and as Q enthusiasts across the West know, Chef Alan Zeman has been the lead judge at this world class event for the last several years, and somehow the stars aligned, and I had an opportunity to actually join you at the judging table for this year's event. What am I in for, Alan?
Well, you're going to love it. You know, I mean, the only torture, though, is, Matt, don't come into town too early, because Labor Day weekend, you know, when you think of Labor Day weekend, it's the Nugget Rib Cook-Off. You think, oh, it probably starts on Friday and runs through Monday. Well, that's how it started 23 years ago. Now it starts on Wednesday and it runs through Monday. That's 6 days, baby. So I usually roll in on Friday because you can't taste the ribs until you judge them.
That's
so if you get there early, you're not allowed to taste any ribs because we'll be out spotting you, and they'll disqualify you, Matt,
I don't know how you would do that. Yeah, so I'm going to be flying in just at the last minute, so I'm not tempted to be non-compliant.
Oh, you should come in Saturday for the party, man. Be there Saturday night, or I'm going to have you scratched, and there won't be a room for you. These are things that I can do.
We're going to be talking to one of the bosses up there at the John Esquaga's Nugget Casino and Resort. Steven Esquaga himself is going to be on the show with us in a few minutes. He's going to be giving us all of the information. You know, it's funny. I talk to a lot of people across southern Arizona who actually have made a pilgrimage up to Sparks every year for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, however long they've been doing it. I mean, this really attracts people from all across the country.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, there's really nothing like it. And you know what I like to call it? It's like the masters, okay, of rib cook-offs. So you don't say, oh, you know what? I think I'll go cook ribs and be involved in that. You have to be invited. And there's 20 rib cookers usually that are, no, actually I think 24 this year. And it usually somebody different wins every year. It's a totally blind tasting. What you really enjoy about the judging is it's totally blind, and we have one of the rib cookers actually pick one of their own to be in the room when we're judging. So this is going to be tough for you, Matt. You got to behave yourself. Okay?
I can't make any promises.
You cannot talk during the judging. And it takes me back to the old John Simic days. No talking. No talking in the kitchen. So, and the reason that is they want you to form your own opinion. It's kind of a subjective thing. But we'll go through all the criteria for how you judge them, what's good, what shouldn't be good, what to look for, what not to look for. And they're judged on taste, appearance, texture, smokiness, all that kind of good stuff. Then we also judge all the sauces, too. So it's pretty cool because you would think, well, you know, a rib is a rib. Well, I tell you what, these are the best ribs, and if you went to any one of the rib cookers, they're great, but when you taste them all together, one will always stand out as your favorite.
This is really exciting. And actually, in the second half of today's show, we're going to be having Ben and Jared over at Brushfire Barbecue. They're going to be coming into the studio just to get us ready, just to get us in the spirit as the, what is it, 19 days, did you say, countdown?
Wait, no, let me, look, I got it right here. I just pulled up on the computer. It's different. Now it is 19 days, 17 hours, and 47 minutes.
Hey,
you know, if people want to go up there, you got to try to find a room now. And it is in Sparks, Nevada. But that's really kind of in, what would we say, greater Reno, right?
Right, exactly. So and we have about another minute or so remaining until we talk to the lovely Yvonne Fouché over at Catavinas Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Alan Zeman, you have been quite busy over the last couple of months putting together an idea, a concept for a culinary event this fall that really features the great women chefs of the Southwest. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's going to be happening. You know, we've got a Facebook page now. We've got really, I would say we're about 60 to 70% through the planning, and you'll be seeing some media on it probably in the next couple of weeks, but it's going to be called The Women Chefs of Tucson, The Sizzling Women Chefs of Tucson. And it's going to be held at the Marriott University Hotel, and it's going to be on November the 13th. And we have a whole series of events leading up to it. Matt, I didn't see you at the pig roast on Monday over at Jonathan's.
Oh, I know. You know, my schedule is a radio personality, Alan. My schedule is in demand. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of obligations to make.
It takes up huge quantities of your time, but not huge decimal places on the income, right?
Yeah, you've been in this seat for
What's
a long time.
What's going on? Are you taking over the morning show there at the Joel? What's going on? I can't keep up, man.
I got 9 shows over here, right? Anyway, November 13th at the University Marriott. Go to Facebook. I want you to search for Sizzling Women. Now, you know, there might be more than one hit for Sizzling
yeah,
Women
but
on Facebook.
Also, too, leading up to it,
yeah,
we're going to have a kickoff event. We had a great event where we're bringing together CCAP, which is Culinary Careers in – what is it? Culinary Careers
Arts
in Careers in Culinary Arts Program.
That's it.
I really I've got a glass of wine, but I haven't started drinking it yet. I got to let you know that. That's what I always liked about being on the show on Brokered Radio. Hey, you can drink on the air.
You can do whatever you want. Right. Hey, it's a food and wine show. Our listeners demand authenticity from the hosts.
But we've got a bunch of events leading up, so, hey, we're going to have you feature them on the show every week. We want to get some of the ladies on there. But one of the things that's coming up even before the November 13th event, we have two chefs that are going to face off in the Iron Chef competition, okay, the grand champion daddy down at Kitchen Stadium at Tucson Meet Yourself on October Saturday, I believe it's the 15th, is going to be Ryan Clark defending his title against, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Albert Hall.
Oh.
He's coming out. It's like Joe Frazier, man, coming out of retirement.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be
great. I told
Albert,
I said, look, Albert, you know, Albert, you're younger, you're stronger, you're better than me. So don't make me, I would be like Casey 20 years later. You know what I mean? I don't got a dog in the hunt.
We'll have all the information on the series of events leading up to this this grand culinary experience down at the University Marriott on November 13th, featuring all of the great women chefs across Tucson. And speaking of all the great women in Tucson, on the food side and the beverage side, you know, I love this time of the show, Alan Zeman, because we get to engage the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, and she's with us right now.
Yeah, you know, barbecue's one of my favorites.
I know.
What kind of wine would barbecue, Yvonne?
Oh, my God. It's the best. And actually, we're doing big and bold wine as our theme this week, which all of them are intended to go with wonderful barbecue.
Oh, we couldn't have planned this any better. You know, we're going to be having Ben and Jared from Brushfire Barbecue in the studio here in about 15 minutes, and I'm hoping they're listening to the show, and I'm hoping they on their way over here, and I'm hoping they're bringing...
Ben and Jerry? I thought we were talking about barbecue, not ice cream.
So, ooh, great.
They have one of the best stuffed potatoes.
Oh, we got a testimonial right here live radio.
Oh yeah, I eat at Brushfire.
So as we're thinking about great barbecue, and I don't know if you got the information about our guests in advance, but you've had some time to think about what our wine of the week is for this week, and I know you've got big and bold theme this weekend. What's the wine of the week this week?
Well, this week the wine that I've selected is called it's a Chateau Colombel is the producer, and it's a red blend. From Gascon, France. Now, obviously, it's this is a closeout because you don't find these wines at these prices normally. It's 60% Pinot, 20% Merlot, and 20% Cab, Cabernet Sauvignon. So, you know, it's got that intense Pinot, which is kind of cranberry or you know, it's got that tartness to it, and then it gets softened up by the Merlot, and then the Cab gives it some really nice structure. So this has a lot of red fruits on it. There's some spice in the end. This is just a screaming wine, and it's, like I said, I got it on closeout. It's in my wheelbarrow, and I'm selling it for $8.99.
Well, you better have that wheelbarrow in the wine cellar, Yvonne. It's not sitting on the sun, is it?
Oh, no.
$8.99 for this great bottle of Chateau Colombel. And as you're talking about these, the tasting profile, my mouth is starting to water because I can almost smell the ribs. It sounds like an ideal match for these babies.
This is a rib wine. It's clearly a rib wine, and it is, you know, it's the type of wine, it's from France, and it's from kind of the rogue area of France, down south, where they, you know, they kind of throw caution to the wind, and all the laws they kind of turn their nose up at. So it's got that rogueness about it, which is really, really nice.
It's got a rogueness. It's a little bit soft, and I think you said tart. It sounds like our celebrity co-host. I mean, that's Alan Zeman. He's a soft,
a
tart rogue.
I don't know.
What a coincidence, Yvonne.
I think she's kind of a little rogueness
herself. Things just always
herself.
Come together, don't they?
Anyway, so, Alan, I know you've made ribs in your day. What kind of wine did you fancy when you were smoking some of these ribs at home?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, the blend that she talked about would be great. I don't think you want anything too heavy.
Right.
I would think almost, like the Grenache, the blends. I don't think you'd want anything heavy like a Cabernet or a Merlot.
Right.
You want something that's really drinkable. Even, you know, kind of a Pinot that's got some guts, I think would be good. Don't you, Yvonne?
Oh, that would be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
So you've got this great wine of the week for $8.99. And, yes, our listeners heard Yvonne correct. Of all of the 350 premium wines that she stocks at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, there's not a single bottle in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle. So this is a great opportunity for you to run down and meet your friends at Catavinos this weekend for this great tasting that she has tonight, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Taste a flight of 6 premium wines alongside some great cheese, some wonderful crackers, meet some new friends, catch up with some old ones, solve all of the world's problems against the backdrop of the common passion for wine. Now, you've talked about big and bold. What other bad boys are you showcasing in the tasting this weekend?
Oh, well, I've got a beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon Rosé that's made by Mulderbosch. They're just so famous. That's out of South Africa. Then I got a beautiful Russian River Sauvignon Blanc. I have a Cabernet that is kind of from Central Coast. I got the Monkey Business Zinfandel. Now, that one took a close second because I always liked the Monkey Business.
I've had it many times. I love it.
I bet you like the Monkey Business. Like I said, man, I've seen her in action over there. Hey, you know what I just thought of? Do you have any Pinotage wine from South Africa?
I don't have a current Pinotage in the shop because I did carry the Indaba, and they quit producing it, wouldn't you know it. And it was beautiful. It wasn't that petroleum-y. You know, typical South African one. It was a real beautiful one. Had a little bit of that tar on it, but that's what you expect at least to a mild degree.
But, you know, that would be a great rib wine. I have to talk to my consultant, the great Dr. K in Tucson from South Africa, and because he got me some great pinotage. This is years ago, and pinotage can be really rough, too.
Yeah. No, you got to get them. But, see, they also have that cranberry as the background flavor, which is what this Colombelle also has. It's kind of that little party. It's just a little party. So it's a real nice, I would put this up against the Pinotage as well.
And I remember Little Tardy was Alan's nickname in college. I mean, the coincidences just keep coming. Anyway.
But I think we have a new name for Yvonne.
Little Tardy.
Okay,
anyway.
No. My little cranberry.
Our little cranberry. Well, all of our listeners get a chance to see my little cranberry up close and in person at the Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room Tasting this weekend. Yvonne, it's a pleasure to have you on the show each and every week, and I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Matt, wait.
You enjoy.
Let her get away. I had an excellent idea.
What's that?
Are you ready, Yvonne?
Hit me.
You know, you got to be one of these sizzling women at this event on November the 13th, okay? Because we're going to need, you know, we've got great food and all that, but we're going to need some sizzling women pouring wine. So
we're
going to be talking
That's
to you
challenge.
About that.
I bet Alan Zeman's agent will be in touch with you shortly on that opportunity. That's going to be a lot of fun, Yvonne. I'm going to be there, and you need to be there as well.
Oh, wonderful.
We will talk soon, my little cranberry.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about my little cranberry's place over there on Alvernon and Fort Lowell. And when we come back, we're talking to the man himself, Mr. Steven Esquaga. Up there in Sparks, Nevada. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host, the Z-Man. Alan Zeman is here.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm going to defer to you, my good man, to introduce your friend, your colleague, and our next guest.
We have him, the one and only, coming to us live from the ultimate independent operated casino in Sparks, Nevada. I'm still on probation, but he's not. Steven Esquaga, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Alan and Matt. Thanks, Alan, for giving me the number, too. I know you tend to change your number after every trip up to the Reno Sparks.
Well, you know, when you get in as much trouble as I do, Steven, you got to do that, man.
No, I sure appreciate you having me on the show, and we're gearing up.
So 23 years, you know me, I kind of lose track, you know, of those things. I depend on you guys to keep track of that.
I had to ask right before I called in. I was blurring between 22 and 24, and it is. It's 23 years. For the Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off, and it's been a fun 23.
So it runs Wednesday through Monday, so it's a six-day event. What a weekend, okay? Here's the one thing, you know, I was looking over the entertainment, the Buddy Emmer Band, and you got the Family Stone, but where's Sly, dude? Where is Sly, man?
You know, you just never know if Sly is going to show up, so we just call it the Family Stone. But
it's
a great act. We've had him here before, and depending what the temperature is with Sly, we don't know. We might have to add him to the bill at the last minute.
Probably flying in a helicopter. You remember that, Matt? You know, Woodstock. You know, remember that?
I'm taking a look at the judges' playbook here. Aren't the judges supposed to be flown in by private helicopter? Did I miss that in the bylaws of the event, Stephen?
You know, Alan's still negotiating that. That's one area we're kind of getting hung up on.
Yeah, you know, Stephen, if you're unhappy with Matt in any way, we can still cancel his appearance, okay? There is no problem there. You won't have any problem getting that by me. You know, maybe we do that and ask our little cranberry to come instead.
I will defend my seat at the table, trust me. Now, Stephen Esquaga, give our listeners a sense of the magnitude of this event, because we've got a lot of foodies that listen to this show, some Food Network addicts that watch the entire barbecue circuit tour, you know, play out every summer on the Food Network. But I can't even begin to do justice to describe the encounter that you are providing for hundreds of thousands of people in Sparks. What's up?
It is really some of the cooks have called it, it's the Super Bowl of rib cook-offs. So if you like barbecue, it's not just ribs, but if you like barbecue and just that outdoor festival, it's Labor Day weekend. It really, it's on an area called Victorian Square, and we're in Sparks, Nevada, which sits right next to Reno, and which we then are at the base of kind of the Sierra, high desert into the Sierras. But it's about a 5-city block plaza called Victorian Square. We have 24 of the nation's best rib specialists, barbecue specialists that come out. And it's basically open. It's free to the public to come into the area, free entertainment. We have about 50 rotating bands through the 6 days, and different crafters and artisans and specialty cooks talking. And but we get about 500,000 people coming down. And it's just a great party. And then, of course, the ribs, it's really about the barbecue. And that's it's free to come in, but then you buy your samplers or your full racks of ribs and anything that you want barbecue-wise. And that plaza sits right in front of our casino hotel resort. And we have 1,500 rooms, 8 great restaurants, sports books, Olympic-sized pool, indoor-outdoor pool, and just it's really a full amenity resort. You can go actually to janugget.com to see the resort, and it's a great way to spend the last week of summer, really, enjoying all your favorite barbecue.
Want to repeat that website address, www.janugget.com, for all the information. Now, someone said that there's going to be like a couple hundred thousand pounds of ribs on site over that time period. Is that right?
It is. I always get, it's 200 ton. We do 200 ton of
you
ribs.
Do the math on that, Matt.
Okay, 200 tons,
and you don't get them all, okay?
200 tons of ribs. I would say 200
That's what
pounds.
I want to say, Matt. So for everybody listening in Tucson, it's take the 4th Avenue Street Fair on steroids, okay? And it's for a whole 6 days, right? Am I doing the math on that right?
Right.
Wednesday through Monday, that's 6 days, isn't it?
That's right.
I can't
that's
even
amazing.
Imagine. So you go up there, spend several days, stay at the Esquaga Nugget Casino and Resort, feast yourself on some of the best barbecue that you're ever going to lay your eyes or sink your teeth into, and actually come meet some celebrity judges. I'm going to be there. Alan Zeman's going to be there. We're going to be partying like rock stars, as the Z is often fond of saying. What are you looking forward to most,
now,
Z?
Now, wait, I got it. Steven, you got to tell him about what he just said. He doesn't know what he just said.
it truly is the lifestyle of Alan Zeman is on highlight. It's out there for everybody to witness, but a lot of fun. It truly partying like a rock star. He's left his indelible imprint on the city for years to come. I know the mayor was still considering giving him the key to the city, but they're going to a city council vote on that one next week.
You played the Paul Harvey clip where they picked that up. Well, I don't know why they always had the newspaper call me. I guess because I would give them something controversial. So the one year I said I love the trip back to the Nugget every year for the Nugget Rib Cook-Off because. I party like a rock star.
Party like a
and
rock
they printed
star.
That.
I love it. Anyway, we got
I think
about
it was
just
in the LA Times. I believe it was the Sparks Gazette, but still, it made it.
We're running up against a news break. Chef Alan Zeman and Stephen Esquaga about the Nugget Rib Cook-Off. Go to janugget.com for all the delicious information. Thanks to the both of you.
Thanks,
you got it, buddy.
I'm Barbara Hall. Rick Perry's ready. CNN has learned the Texas governor will officially enter the race for the Republican presidential nomination on Saturday. In an interview aired on CNN affiliate WMUR, Perry says he'd do a good job.
I happen to think that I'm as qualified or better qualified than anyone in the field to not only make that claim, to lay out that vision and lay out those principles that have worked truly well in Texas. We've created more jobs than any other state in the nation.
Many of Perry's GOP competitors will be taking part in a debate tonight in Iowa. After seesawing for the last several days, stocks on Wall Street posted solid gains today. The Dow shot up 423 points. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with first-degree murder and yesterday's stabbing death of a principal at a private school in Memphis. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Now at the Home Depot, save $50 to $750 on top brand appliances. The bigger the ticket, the higher the savings. Add that to free delivery and haul away, and you've got the perfect opportunity to retire that tired old fridge. Replace that energy-wasting washer or kick out that uninspired oven with appliances that look great in your home and on your budget. All thanks to savings of up to $750. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 24th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Not all oil change deals are created equal. Case in point, right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $17.49 after mail-in rebate. That includes an oil filter with a value up to $11.99. At other major retailers, the value of their included filter may be much less. You could end up having to pay more just to get the filter you need. Better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Now at the Home Depot, save $50 to $750 on top brand appliances. The bigger the ticket, the higher the savings. Add that to free delivery and haul away, and you've got the perfect opportunity to retire that tired old fridge. Replace that energy-wasting washer or kick out that uninspired oven with appliances that look great in your home and on your budget. All thanks to savings of up to $750. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 24th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Charles Osgood. To all the loyal customers out there who have rated us highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience, we thank you, and thank you. Auto Owners Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto Owners Insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa Salsa.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Maingate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live. Now listen up. If you missed any of our shows from the past, always go to www.onthemenulive.com. All of our shows from years gone by are there for your listening pleasure, for downloading, for Christmas stocking stuffers. Anything is there for you if you missed any of our shows. Join our large and growing network on Facebook, which is facebook.com/onthemenulive. And I'm actually tweeting right here live from the studio on our Twitter account, which is twitter.com/onthemenulive. All of the late breaking information for all foodies across Southern Arizona is right here at On the Menu Live. Now, we've had a great show so far about the beauty of barbecue with things going up in Sparks, Nevada over Labor Day weekend. We engaged the lovely Yvonne Fouché about some great barbecue wine. But when we think about great barbecue in Tucson, you know, there's several options, but we thought we would bring, you know, some guys into the studio that they think they have the best barbecue in town. And from Brushfire Barbecue, we've got Ben Ryan and Jared Ryan. What's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm telling you, I'm doing great because when it comes to food profiles, barbecue is the epicenter of my happiness. It's the epicenter of my reality, Ben and Jared. I don't know how more articulately to put that.
You know what? That's the best way to put it. Barbecue, it gets all of your senses going. It gets your nose, your eyes, your taste buds just start rolling, and it's delicious.
I'm all a quiver. I am all a quiver right here in the Jolt studio. Anyway, so it's great to have you here. I mean, and I'm already now starting to get the sense of the aroma. I mean, so you have been charitable in your business practices by bringing some wonderful things for us to enjoy here on the show. Is the smell that I'm smelling right now, is that the smell that you guys get to experience each and every day at work?
You know, that smell kind of goes away after about a week of working there. You notice it in the beginning, and then after a while, you become immune.
My pillowcase
and everything in my house has that smell.
Oh, yeah. We stink of it. We'll go into grocery stores, and we'll be standing in line, and people come up and just sniff you a little bit, and you look at them, and you're like, ooh, you smell good.
Oh, the beauty of being immune to the smell of a great barbecue smoke. Yeah, tough life, guys.
Oh, yeah. You know, we bring our barbecue into a lot of places, and we'll come into an office building, set up a big buffet for them, and then we'll come back the next day, see how it's going, and check in on it, and the place will still smell of barbecue. It'll last for a week. It's great.
I think it's great. Well, the last time I saw you guys was down at the Copper Chef Challenge, part of the Tucson Culinary Festival last fall. I had the unique opportunity to MC that event, and you participated in something called the Prime Rib Throwdown, and you said to yourselves, you know, we're not going to enter this competition if we don't set out to win. How did that turn out for you?
Oh, it turned out fantastic. You know what? We don't set in anything without plans on winning.
Yeah.
And we went into that knowing that we wanted to do something that would knock everybody's socks off. And we ended up doing our slow-smoked prime rib. It smokes for about 7 hours in one of our big smokers.
Oh, boy.
We smoke it with mesquite and pecan, and we dry rub it. And we were taking shaves of that, and we were doing a twice-baked little red potato with 10-year-old cheddar, a little bit of demi-glaze in it.
Oh.
We did sweet and sour shallots, candied bacon, and then a little bit of this horseradish chive cream that just – it made it all just melt together.
Well, there's no surprise that you took home the Prime Rib Throwdown Award that day, and I'm sure it is on display down there at 2745 North Campbell at the heart of barbecue in Southern Arizona. So Brushfire Barbecue, give our listeners a sense of how this whole idea came together, guys.
Oh, wow. You know what? Ben and I have been cooking in Tucson for a long time together. We started off in high school, and Ben always wanted to open up a restaurant. And it was Jared, hey, let's do this. Hey, Jared, let's do that. And then one day he said barbecue. And, man, everyone likes barbecue. I really like barbecue. So I said, hey, let's try that. And, you know, we messed around and played around, practiced a little bit, and finally an opportunity presented itself, and here we are.
That's such a great story because when you think about barbecue, there's classic traditions, right? And there's approaches that go from generations back. So you had this idea almost kind of spontaneously that you guys love barbecue. You were barbecue enthusiasts, and you're going to open up a barbecue restaurant. What kind of sort of, you know, due diligence and trial and error and homework and, you know, trips to Mississippi and Memphis did you guys have to log in to get this place open?
You know, what we did is we started eating, and we sat out in the backyard on the weekends, and we did it every weekend. It was Saturday and Sunday. We were barbecuing, and we ruined a lot of meat. We started going through it. We started figuring out what we liked, what we didn't like. Then we started listening to our family and friends and finding out what they liked and didn't like. And it took about a year and a half of doing it and playing with it before we came up with it. It was delicious. We said, that's it. That's what we want. And then just rolled with it and talked to our customers. We talked to our guests, and it's important. It's about them. So we get their feedback. We put our influence on it, and it worked very well. But we just followed the guideline of we cook it how we like to eat it, and
right on.
Turned out.
You know, I do some smoking at my house, right? And you just roll your eyes when I say that. You know, here's some radio guy who says he's this pit master, and, you know, in his neighborhood. But, you know, my barbecue enthusiast friends sort of roll their eyes because my smoker is one that you sort of plug in the wall and you digitally set what the temperature you want to get. Not really smoking. Talk about your smoking philosophy down there at Brushfire. What kind of wood are you using? You know, how long are you smoking these ribs and your butts and your briskets?
Absolutely. You know, we smoke everything, and it's one of our philosophies. You have to smoke it. We don't necessarily take regional style. We created our own style.
Nice.
We knew what we liked. But we do dry rub all of our meats. We let them marinate with the rubs on them. We smoke everything with a mixture of pecan and mesquite. The pecan is a little bit sweet. The mesquite, we're both Tucsonans, so we like mesquite. And the two together worked very, very well. Everything goes for hours and hours. We put a brisket in, and it takes about 18 hours.
Oh, that's my boy.
Oh, yeah.
18 hours in the smoker.
And it's a big smoker. This thing is 6 feet across, 9 feet high, like 8 feet deep, and holds hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And pork is going to go in there for anywhere 15, 16 hours. Our ribs, we serve beef ribs, we serve baby back ribs, and a St. Louis-style rib. And they're anywhere from 4 hours all the way up to 8 hours. Mm. And just so they're nice and tender, got the nice smoke ring on them where you see the pink ring all the way around it.
Oh, that's what's beautiful. You know, a lot of people mistake that pink ring. These ribs aren't cooked all the way through. Then, you know, maybe you should go to, you know, Claim Jumper for dinner tonight or something. Now I'm going to hear from the Claim Jumper.
There you go.
I've just done it. Anyway, that's the design. That's the intention of what the smoke does to the meat.
It absolutely is. It makes it pink as pink can be. And in the beginning, we tried talking people through it. Now we educate, and we let them know, no, ma'am, I promise you, I smoked this for 18 hours. There's no way it's rare. It's not rare. But see how it fell apart? It's really not rare.
Right.
So we educate them now, and people are starting to understand and appreciate and start to learn what good smoked barbecue is about.
I love it. So, you know, in the world of Q, you've got the wet school of thought and you've got the dry school of thought. And I know people that have convictions about wet versus dry. Now, you mentioned you dry rub everything. Do you have guests coming in that don't want the sauce, that just want the traditional dry rub, and those who want to take a bath in that stuff?
You know what? Everyone who comes in has their different opinion, and they are convictions. You have people who like what they like, and that's what barbecue is about. People like what they like. And you know, when we cook it, we dry rub it. Everything's dry rub before it goes in the smoker. So when you get in the product, we sauce it when you order it. We have 6 different homemade sauces to choose from. So when you order it, we're slapping the sauce on there.
Jared,
caramelizing
when you slap the sauce, Jared. I mean, when you slap the sauce, the world becomes a better place.
It really does become a better place.
It sings to me. It's poetry, in fact. Jared slaps the sauce every day right down there at Brush.
I really do. All day, every day, actually. It's quite a great way to spend my day.
So you guys open for lunch and dinner. What are your hours of operation over there?
11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Wow. And so, in addition, you've got 2745 North Campbell. You know, you can't miss it. And I think one of the great marketing ploys that barbecue places have is, as we said, was the aroma. I mean, you know, come around, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. I wish you guys were open for breakfast. But, you know, you can get that aroma, like, before you're even at Glen. You know, even up, like, by Prince, you know you're getting close to Brushfire.
Oh, yeah. In the morning time, that extra log goes in, you'll see the smoke billowing out of the back of our restaurant. And it's this huge cloud, and it travels down for blocks and blocks. Our neighbors know when we're smoking. They know what we're smoking. It's fantastic.
Yeah, make a lot of friends there on Campbell Avenue. Now, you have something else up your sleeve because, you know, you just can't keep to one restaurant, right? The fans are clamoring for more and more people flocking to North Campbell from points north, south, east, and west. But you want to give the people what you want. That's always been your attitude about customer service. A second location? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. We're going to open another one. Anybody who's been into Brushfire Barbecue knows that we are a smaller restaurant. It's a small restaurant with a few seats, a little itty-bitty single bathroom, two parking spots. But we serve a ridiculous amount of smoked meat every day. And the place is filled up. There's no more room. So we decided we're going to open a big one. This is nice. We're opening a brand new Brushfire Barbecue at 22nd and Kolb. It's going to be at 7080 East 22nd Street. It is huge. Our dining room is going to be able to sit over 100 people.
Wow.
We put a bar into it with a nice 60-year-old bar top. We also built in a private dining room. So anybody who wants to come down and have their own private function at Brushfire, let us host it for you. You can have 100 people in your party, weddings, quinceañeras.
Nice.
Business meetings, and it's a fun, friendly environment. We get great service, fantastic food.
Barbecue is really makes every event better.
Barbecue makes every event better, and everybody loves barbecue. It doesn't matter who you are. You love it.
Well, if you love barbecue, you're going to have the opportunity in just a few minutes to call into the show to see if you can guess the answer to the trivia question, because Ben and Jared are going to be providing a gift certificate for you to experience Brushfire for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the right question. But before we do that, I can't take it anymore. The anticipation is killing me. You got to feed me.
All right.
So what do we got? About 2.5 more minutes before the trivia question starts. What did you bring for us to sample?
Today we brought in our baby back ribs and our St. Louis ribs. We call them sticky ribs down at Brushfire.
I bet you do.
Yes, we do.
Sticky ribs.
Coated them with our sweet molasses sauce.
Look at this. All right, so this is a picture for our website. I won't eat all of them until I have a chance to take some pictures. So talk to me about the difference. Now, before I dig in, which is which, and for my palate, which one should I start with?
You know, we brought the two kinds. The first one that I would start with would probably be the sticky rib.
Right here.
A sticky rib right here. And if you're going to do it, you know, shoot for right in the middle. Go for that meaty, juicy one that's just calling your name out.
I thought you'd never ask.
And this
look at that.
A St. Louis style rib. Gorgeous. It is a pork rib. They're nice and meaty. They got the right amount of fat that goes through them. And when you buy them at Brushfire, what we do is we throw them on the grill after they've slow smoked, brush them with your barbecue sauce, the flames lick them, they get the caramelization. They're tender, they're delicious, and if you see it, you'll notice they're pink, and I promise you they're fully cooked.
Absolutely delicious. You nailed it. And let me tell you something. What's most obvious is the great smoke, and it's that integration of pecan and mesquite. So if you're going to use all pecan, sometimes, yeah, it's a little bit sweet. You can't use all mesquite. You know, they do that at Western Steakhouses, and good for them. The integration of the woods and the smoke, it's like a symphony. It's a symphony of flavors in my mouth.
It really is. And we use only the highest quality spices, the highest quality meats. And when you use product that starts at a super high quality and you put effort and love into it, you end up with a product like this, which is something that people crave. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're going, oh God, I wish I had some Brushfire. I want some ribs. And, you know, 9 in the morning, no, we're not open, but you're knocking at our door going, oh, I give me ribs.
Oh, this is the sticky rib is absolutely delicious. The sauce is right on. Just sort of, you know, caramelized on the edge, some of that burnt end. It's absolutely beautiful. So these are the baby backs.
And those are the baby backs.
Talk about the differences.
All right. The baby back is a smaller rib. And when you look at it, they're a little bit leaner, a little bit more tender by nature, a little less fat on them. They're a little bit healthier for you. But once again, we do the same things. We brush them, we rub them down, we slow smoke them, brush them with your choice of one of our 6 homemade barbecue sauces, and then grill them on the grill like you do in your backyard.
You'd think, that how can you have taste differences between two racks of ribs? the differences are profound. I mean, just beautiful. The rib, the meat is falling off the bone with a little bit of resistance, which is what you want. You don't want to pick up the bone and have it just fall off.
Like, turn to mush.
Turn to mush. Absolutely. So we want to talk a little bit about your sauces after the trivia question, but I know we've got some callers that really want to get their hands around some of these racks of ribs, and you have got a great trivia question for our callers today. What is the trivia question of the week?
All right, so the trivia question is, how much meat, all meat, do we smoke at Brush Fire per week?
Per week, how much meat?
How many pounds?
How many pounds of meat is smoked per week at Brush Fire? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift card to experience the smoke at Brush Fire Barbecue. Good luck. We'll be right back. Here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's six La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with eight handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all eight or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Well, welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell, and what I love about live radio is the commercials end so soon. I've got barbecue sauce literally running down the palms of my hand, putting on my headphones. The microphone and the headphones are covered with this great award-winning sauce. I feel sorry, or maybe I envy, the person who comes in to host the show next at the joke. Anyway, wow, this is, you know, you can't, there's no safety net here, live radio. You just gotta go with it.
That's what makes it fun.
I love eating these ribs, these wonderful sticky ribs, these great baby backs, the flavor profile, the texture, the resistance, the, as I said, the crust, the bark, that smoke ring, really, really done in first class style. I want to talk a little bit about your sauces in a minute, but we've got a lot of callers on the line who think they know the answer to the question, and we're going to go to line one, and Susan is on the phone. Susan, what's up? Susan, are you with us?
Yes.
Anyway, so how many pounds of meat are they smoking at Brush Fire every week?
2,500.
2,500. And the survey says?
No.
Anyway, but I tell you what, you are a little, you know, you're close, you're a bit high, but anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. And we're going to go to our next caller, who is Lisa. Hey, Lisa is not here. No, Ken is with us. Hey, Ken.
Hello.
Anyway, how many pounds of meat are they smoking at Brush Fire every week?
Oh, 2,200.
2,200, and the survey says
no,
no. Yeah, anyway, congratulations. Thanks again
Congratulations.
You know, my condolences. Anyway, that opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 to see how many pounds of meat they're smoking every week at Brush Fire. And we got George on the phone. Hey, George, what say you? George, how many pounds of meat are they smoking at Brush Fire?
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds. I'm going to look to my boys who say
absolutely on the nose.
You right got on. It, George. Can you imagine 2,000 pounds of meat being smoked over there?
Yes, I can.
Anyway, have you ever been to Brush Fire before, George?
I've been there several times.
Oh, sorry. Well, you don't win anymore. Any callers? Anyway, congratulations. Thanks for calling in. And when you go in, I'm sure that you're going to see either Ben and or Jared, you know, mention that you heard him on the radio. Tell him that you're the big winner. Chris is going to get all your information so we can get that gift card out to you in the mail.
Right.
So don't hang up.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
George.
Congratulations. Okay, that when you told me the answer to that question, I freaked out. I mean, how in the world can you go through 2,000 pounds of meat a week? I guess there's a market for it.
It's all the hungry people. It's delicious barbecue. We call it habit forming. People come in and you get the itis. You start eating it. Then you think about it. Then you want it. And then, like I said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're wanting it again.
Oh, man. So you've created a significant demand for your product.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a small little place, but people line up and we get it out fast.
That's great. Talk about your sauces, because I know that there are people in this community that say, you know, ribs is all about the sauce. I mean, I think it's an integration of all the things, but there are those that say the sauce really makes it. And you guys pride yourselves on your homemade sauces. What's your lineup here?
You know what? We have 6 different sauces. We brought 5 of our 6 with us today. We start off with our house sauces, which are Brush Fire Mild and Brush Fire Hot. Tomato based sauces, cumin flavors, lots of spice in there. Nice. The mild, you know, it's
right.
It does have a little bit of heat to it. The hot's a little bit hotter. Then we move on to our chipotle, which is our hottest sauce. Tomato base infused with smoked chipotle peppers. Very nice. And then we have our most popular, which is our sweet and bold. That starts off sweet, finishes with a nice bold black pepper finish.
Oh, my goodness.
And then our number one award-winning sauce is our sweet molasses sauce.
Sweet molasses.
It's probably the most common flavor people think of when they think of barbecue sauces. But it's got a very subtle molasses hint to it, tomato base, and it's delish.
So you said your most popular is the sweet...
sweet and bold.
The sweet and bold. Now, do you have the sauces all in squeeze bottles there for people to try a little bit of, mix and match, create their own, you know, sauces when you mix and match? How does that work?
We do. We have them out on the tables for them. We have not all the flavors out there, but if you want, you know, they can definitely ask. And we bring it to them. But, yeah, people like to mix it up. And they'll even ask when they order, will you mix sweet and bold with chipotle for me? Or people know what they like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We'll do anything our customers ask.
Now, do you ever do any custom smoking over there at all?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? We like trying new food, like trying different things. And we get approached quite often by people who come in and say, I bought a blah, 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 or I have a deer, or I have a this, or I have that. And we smoke everything. We try it out. We get to taste it, too. It's one of the rules. But, yeah, people bring something in. If it's store-bought, still sealed, we'll put it on our smoker, smoke it for you. We charge you $2 a pound to do it. We'll slice it if you want us to, and it's delicious.
What's the weirdest thing that someone has brought into the store to have you smoke?
Oh, man, let me think about that. Goat sticks at the top of my head.
Someone
right
brought
now.
In a
well, not a whole goat, just a good chunk of the
was
goat.
Was it live? Was it live? Was it like kicking
it
its hooves against
kicking?
The No.
No, but you know what? It was a whole leg of goat, and we treated it just like we do our brisket. We dry rubbed it down. We put it in our smoker, and it goes through the same process. So it came out with a nice smoke ring. It was.
Did you get a chance to try a little bit of it?
It's one of the rules. You have no choice. You bring me something that I have not tried before, and you want me to smoke it, it's the tax.
Anyway, we got about 20 seconds remaining in the show. Call to action, website address, phone number, give it to us.
Absolutely. BrushfireBBQ.com, or you can give us a call at 624-3223. Make sure you come visit us at Campbell and Glenn, and soon at 22nd and Cole.
Yeah, and all of the great information is also on your great Facebook page. You really engage your fans and your audience. You know, you had a chance for people to name your private room at your Eastside location. Anyway, good luck to all of you guys. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330, The Jolt. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Ben Ryan and Jared Wren reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a delicious, barbecued-filled weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson. CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. The Dow.